10 study tips for IELTS from the website IELTSSimon.com. Tip 1. You need a method. Do you have a technique or method for every aspect of the IELTS test? For example, have you practiced a particular way of writing introductions? Or an approach for paragraph headings questions in the reading test? Or a technique for giving longer answers in speaking part 3? If you have a method for everything, you'll feel much more confident going into the test. Tip 2. Small improvements. You will not find a special technique that will lead to a dramatic improvement in your scores. Improvements happen slowly when you work on the small things, like adding one or two good items of vocabulary to an essay, or understanding one particular grammar mistake that you often make. Tip 3. Less testing, more preparing. If all you do is test yourself, your score won't improve. Just test yourself maybe once a week and spend the rest of the time preparing. This could mean working on vocabulary for IELTS topics, or working slowly through a reading test using a dictionary, or writing a model answer for a speaking question. Tip 4. Understanding is not the same as using. Many students think that they know a word when they understand what it means. In my view, you only know a word when you can use it correctly in a full sentence. Tip 5. Learn from your mistakes. This is probably the best way to improve in terms of both grammar and exam techniques. If you make a grammar mistake, you need to understand what you did wrong. If you get the wrong answer for a reading or listening question, analyse your mistake and the correct answer carefully. Tip 6. Forget about difficult words and complex grammar. Too many students are obsessed with this idea of using difficult language. In my experience, they usually get lower scores because their sentences seem forced and unnatural. So what's the answer to this problem? Tip 7. Answer the question. Instead of worrying about difficult language, just focus on answering the question in a natural way as you would do in your own language. Tip 8. Topic vocabulary, not any essay phrases. You will not benefit from learning a list of phrases that can be used in any essay. Examiners are not impressed by these phrases. The only vocabulary that really impresses examiners is topic vocabulary. This means words and phrases that are specific to the question topic. Tip 9. There isn't a secret. As I said earlier, there is no special technique that will lead to a sudden dramatic improvement in your score. Just keep practicing and keep learning. Tip 10. Hard work instead of worry. Instead of spending your time worrying about the score you need, open a book or pick up your pen and do some work. If you know you've worked hard and prepared well, you'll feel much more confident going into the exam.